Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to our headlines this hour, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Shout out to the Binks!
Championship!
They're going to the championship, dude. They beat NYCFC 5-1. They advanced to the MLS Cup Final. All of a sudden. And they will take on Vancouver on Saturday at 2:30.
Where?
I think it's where is that game,
Blasey? Vancouver.
It's in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
No.
The Bears.
It's Vancouver. Great.
Might be snow.
Great soccer city.
Everybody knows. They got the Canucks.
Some good BC bud out there.
And they got the Cougs. I don't know what their name is.
Yeah.
Did you? The Panthers will be back in action tomorrow.
-1.
Lose the wheel as you were going through that?
No, I just like, what do I call them? The Cougs.
Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy landing.
Panthers will be back at it. They lost to the Flames. Eesh. Panthers need some people back.
They're called the Whitecaps.
Panthers, they lost to the Flames. They will be back in action tomorrow against the Leafs. They're practicing today. Right. Lane Kiffin is LSU's new head coach. I don't know if you heard that. This weekend, with all the drama that went on, all of it gross.
Yeah,
all of it gross.
Well,
he was trying to. So, what was the stakeout on Sunday? That was him trying to convince them to let him coach.
Yeah,
because he was holed up in like some place, and we're just like, oh, there's a meeting that's going to go on, and then I guess it never happened.
Seemed like it was on the tarmac.
What was going on?
No, it wasn't on the tarmac, bro.
Well, that's where, look, they show one interview where...
Yeah, he finally had to give Marty Smith, who's been... Yeah. Poor Marty Smith, okay? Marty Smith probably
boots on the ground.
He was boots on the ground. Probably didn't spend Thanksgiving with his family because he had to cover this story. And the decision was supposed to be made Saturday. And I think they were waiting for the outcome of the Alabama-Auburn Iron Bowl game. Because if Alabama lost, it would have been Georgia Ole Miss in the SEC championship.
By the way, I got like 9 texts, by the way, that said the game's here. Not in Vancouver.
That's what I was told.
And that was in Vancouver?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're right. It is in
the supporters. Stadium. The supporters of the Pinks say,
okay.
No.
Yeah, all right. I was going to say, wow. You.
Woo. My bad. All right. Minus one on me.
-1.
The Pinks! So, yeah, no, Marty Smith's sitting out here just waiting for Lane Kiffin. And Lane Kiffin's bad at breakups. He's been bad at breakups his entire life. And this one was just as ugly, except that he's got this is the best team that he's had since he's broken up, right? Like, because,
yeah,
if I recall the Tennessee.
They've won 10. He's won 10 games for the last 2 seasons.
He was sneakily with them for a long time. Right. You know, it's like you just get you, but you kind of harken back. It's like Jimmy Butler. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, he can still dial it up. He's been with the Heat for 5 years, but he can still go back to T-Wolves Jimmy if he needs to. Lane Kiffin, he can make a stink if he needs to.
I mean, his contract's up, right?
No, I don't know if Lane's contract was up.
Yeah.
Our college coach contracts ever
they're
up?
They never.
No,
up.
They got buyouts.
You know, they're like,
but they didn't talk about a buyout. That's why I'm assuming it's And remember, they said they made it a point to say we were going to give him exactly everything that LSU was going
to
give him.
So Lane Kiffin, he left to become the head coach at LSU. He's leaving behind a 6-year, $54 million contract extension he signed in 2023.
Okay, but there's no buyout.
I mean, I don't know if there was a buyout.
And they offered, I mean, soon as he said he was making a decision, Ole Miss came out and said, we're giving him the same exact contract. It's not about money. They said that.
Right.
There's a lot of people think that, like, oh, he left because he didn't love living in Oxford, Mississippi.
Let me tell you something. It's not Boca.
It ain't Knoxville.
Hey, and here's the other thing. Let's be honest. Can you win more and get more recruits to go to Ole Miss or to LSU?
I mean, yeah, LSU's.
Now, I will say this. He has built a team
right
at Ole Miss that he could have kept going.
Yeah.
Because you win, people want to go there.
I think the thing I find unbecoming of it, and this has become the thing that's annoying with college football in general, even with, you know, the whole picture of the college football playoff, is like you're always looking for these greener pastures and you're always looking for these things. It's like, well, you already have a team that's got a chance. Like, well, maybe they don't win, but you're going to be in the field.
So and look at the players too, though.
And you're just like, see ya. I'm ready to hit out of here.
Isn't that what everything is nowadays? There's no like,
but he's done this multiple times. Like the coach thing has been going on for a while, and the coach first of all, he wasn't even originally going to go to FSU, LSU. He was going to go to Florida. Like, those were the first talks, like, that he was going to be the Florida coach. And poor Florida, they're sitting here. Do they get that poor Tulane bastard?
Let's be honest. Florida is going to take a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not LSU.
Yeah, no, we've seen quick LSU turnarounds.
Order of teams, though? I would go Ole Miss, LSU, Florida, as far as talent on the team right now.
I think the thing that's so crazy about it, though, is like,
yes,
you're sitting here. What did you say?
As far as talent on the team,
mm-hmm.
I would go Ole Miss, LSU, Florida in that order. So if he was picking based on talent.
I would take LSU. I mean, LSU was highly ranked.
No, I understand
to
that.
To start this season.
But look at the talent on the field now.
But the whole thing is like, he doesn't need to, like, he's shown himself to be good enough at getting talent. Like, he doesn't need a place that's like, oh, I got to get better talent there.
Right.
You know, like, you're in the same conference. You've played these teams. Like, I don't know. There's just something about this that if you're him and you want this, oh, I tried to continue and coach. It's like, why, if this was so decided, why couldn't you have just said, you guys aren't going to want me in February?
Like this, I got to recruit.
You can't.
It's not today. But this isn't. This isn't 2016 anymore.
You can't. I don't know if you could get away with that. And I'm probably more than sure he had to make a decision because they weren't gonna let him do that. Conversely, Ole Miss sounded like they were like, "Hey, you got to make a decision on this, yay or nay, because we not." You know,
I get Ole Miss because it's like you're going to leave us anyway, so I'm not going to have you coaching the entire time up, and you get to be around my players and influence them, and maybe they want to leave. Now, look, it's Wild West these days anyway. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have to sit out a year anymore. A kid can go up and leave LSU right off the bat,
especially if your coach leaves.
Mm-hmm. But
so why if I'm Ole Miss and look,
but if you truly care about the kids and you believe in the year that you're going to have, you could say to whatever your prospective employee is and be like, you guys want me in 6 weeks. Like, let me go coach my team. And then.
Yeah. But I'm saying Ole Miss might have also put hey, you either stay in here or you're going to LSU.
That's the way he's making it seem. But I can understand because it's like you're out here and you're like, I want to be named the head coach.
Right.
It's like, no, if you go job hunt after the season's over.
Nah, right. Ole Miss is right. I'm not going to let you coach my team. And what if you win a national title?
But here's the problem with that. You going to give him additional time to recruit all your players? You see what I mean? So while he's coaching all of these guys, he goes, come on with me.
It's nasty what Lane was trying to do. It's like, and I got to give Robert Latour from Black Sports Online credit because he had the best analogy. It's like Lane went to his wife, which would be Ole Miss, and said, listen, I'm leaving you for my side chick, which was LSU. But it's the holidays. I still want to spend time with the kids. So let me stay home and spend time.
Well, he got very mad. I don't know if you guys saw that there was a reporter for Ole Miss that referred to Lane saying, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. And he got like in this reporter's face. He's like, you call me a hoe?
But that was a trolling student.
I understand, but like,
isn't
not
that,
wrong?
But isn't that and just to be fair, right?
He's a job floozy.
Stop making jobs not what they are.
Bless you.
Good intake.
Thanks. It's one of those situations where if we had a profession and we could go somewhere and make more money or we felt was a better situation, we would just go.
Yeah.
Nobody would hold that against you. Nobody would say you have no loyalty. Nobody would say you're a whore for money. Nobody would say that.
Yeah, but here's the thing that I don't – like, first of all, you're a lead. You lead a group of young men. And second of all, you're not finishing your original job.
He would like to.
Okay.
Stop. You can't be in
I'm
the,
not – listen. Wait.
The analogy Vlad, is right. You can't come up to me and say you want to break up with me, but you want to stay with me for the –
I have no problem with Ole Miss, with what Ole Miss did. I'm just saying he would have liked to. I look at it, if I'm Ole Miss, I'm looking at it as,
and I would have liked to
kept
you
ain't going to come here and hang out with my players and then get them all to go to LSU.
No.
No.
Or the coaching staff.
But I was telling Tobin, I had one of those situations in college. Because when I was in college, the year we won the national championship in basketball,
mm-hmm.
Bill Frieder, after the Big Ten tournament, said he was accepting a job at Arizona State. And guess what they did?
Fired
right him. Right before the NCAA tournament. They said, oh, you ain't going to be a head coach somewhere else. And no, this is Michigan. Out. They named Steve Fisher the coach.
Mm-hmm.
He went 6-0 and won a national championship. How would you like to have that start to your career?
Good.
I mean, if you have Ramil Robinson.
Yeah, Ramil Robinson, Glenn Gary Rice. Grant, Loy Vaught.
Was Glenn Rice on that team?
Glenn Rice.
Yeah.
We had
guys.
We had our own name. What's a chunky kid from
I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up with your fat chain.
No, the pro guy. We had one.
Look at him.
He wants a fat shame so bad.
So bad. Yeah, it's like,
you know who I'm talking about. The guy that's lighting it up.
What are you talking about, lighting it up? Derek Queen?
No.
Who?
It starts with the end. Last name. He's French, I think. When it gets there, y'all going.
The fat shame is.
Yo, you know.
Lost me.
You've called me every time and said, your boy is balling.
Hmm.
In basketball.
Zion?
Huh?
Zion?
No. Does that sound French? What's the dude's name?
Gobert?
Huh?
Gobert?
No. I don't know if he's French now.
Tony Parker?
No. The chunky dude that played for the Cavs. And now
Batum?
No.
For the Cavs?
He played for the Cavs. Now he plays for...
Boris Diaw?
Is it okay?
Thomas Bryant?
No, he plays for Houston.
Houston?
He averages like 20-something points a game.
Shingun? Shingun's not fat.
You called him French?
Is he French?
He's Turkish.
He's Turkish.
Is it? No, it's not for Shangoon. It's not.
There ain't nobody
I think
else.
You're thinking of Batum.
Niang.
Oh.
George
Niang. I think he's American.
He ain't French. He's American.
No, is he? George.
Oh, my
wait.
God.
So, I mean,
hit him with a minus one.
Hit me with a minus one. Go ahead.
That's
minus
ridiculous.
One.
Everybody get mad at me.
He's got such a Rolodex of fat shamery.
Hey, stop.
Oh, man.
You know who the hell I was talking about.
No, he didn't. A lot of
Turkish. He's not French. And it wasn't even who you were talking about.
He's straight Boston. Damn. All right.
George Niang. It's right. I love it.
Let's take a break. Yeah, because the guy who's like the fat guy, I feel like you do is, if French is Batum, I feel like.
Batum's not fat.
But Batum's not fat.
Then it must have been Boris Diaw. Boris Diaw
had to be Boris Diaw.
Yes. I'd say nickname is Niang's nickname is the minivan.
Yeah, the problem is not French.
Okay.
Smoke Does he have an S at the end of his George?
No.
Like George St. Pierre.
It's not George S.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Heat back on the hardwood tonight. They're taking on the Clippers. Gets going at 7:30 tonight. Jaime Jaquez, questionable with a groin injury, but I believe he did
practice this morning.
I think he looks like he's on his way back. Yeah, I think he did do a little action. He missed the last game against the Pistons. The Clippers stink. They're 5-15. They're one of the bigger abominations in the league this year.
So can you please explain to me?
Yes.
Why, over the last nearly 90 minutes since this show has started, the YouTube and Twitch chat has just been going in on Tyler Hero?
Well, I would imagine it's because they lost on Saturday night in a game that was really good. I mean, the Pistons are a really good team.
Yeah.
But they the final score was 138-135, and the Heat had a furious comeback in the fourth quarter that was mostly sparked by defense from Andrew Wiggins, and I mean Davion Mitchell's just the best.
He's a menace.
I love him.
Menace.
He's just an absolute monster.
Yep.
And the game before that, where they were winning, you know, it was like, you didn't have a great game from Powell or Wiggins, who had come back. And so you were like, was this the flying high offense that we all got used to, or is it starting to get bogged down a little bit? And then the game before that was against the Mavericks. He, by the way, did advance in the NBA Cup. I mean,
Friday night.
Yep.
Some great NBA Cup action.
I was fast and furious, wasn't it?
Oh my God, that Detroit Orlando game. That's why I thought Miami should have won that game on Saturday. That Detroit Orlando game was a tough physical game.
Well, that is part of the reason you're just I, like you're never going to be disappointed losing to a team that's as good as the Clippers, the Pistons. But the Pistons, first of all, the Pistons have been very good against Miami. They won all the games last year. Cade Cunningham has been good against Miami. When Detroit stunk, he was good against Miami. But I guess the big answer is
yes, please.
That people feel like he has been a vibes killer.
Tyler?
Unfairly. I'm just saying this is what people feel like. That the offense hasn't been as fun because they scored 106-106 the last two games, even though they won those games. And then this past game, they lost. And it took a while for the team to really get going. And he had a really weird game because he couldn't make a two. It was weird. All of the shots that he made were threes. It was very strange. He was 6 of 17. I think it was 6 of 11 from downtown. Very strange game for him. Very, very weird. And it has looked a little clunky, I guess, with him and Norm Powell. But I think the thing that is the most frustrating about it is the defense at the end. Is people look at Tyler Hero and they think bullseye. And they're trying to pick on him defensively. I think that might be a bigger issue because the other thing is the guards are playing, you know, Davion Mitchell's playing like a monster. Pelle Larsen is just bringing nothing but effort and energy. And then the other thing is you can't play Khalil Ware to close the game because you got three guards out there, Wiggins at the four and Bam at the five. And you're just thinking to yourself, is this the most prudent thing to do? So, yes, people don't really have a lot of patience for it. They that's where we're at right now.
Oh,
Vlad.
Wait a minute. Now let me be a geek.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at their plus minus.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the starters,
we know who's the worst.
Wiggins was plus 12.
Yep.
Bam was plus 14. Norman was plus 15. Davion was plus 15. Tyler was minus 18.
You know why? Because soon as he get in the game, they put him in a blender.
He was tied with Drew Smith. So for all you Drew Smith lovers, Drew
right.
Smith
did. And if you want to talk about plus minus.
Oh, your boy.
Man.
Your boy. They are ripping your boy as well.
Who, Khalil?
No, Nico.
Nico.
They are killing Nico.
So Nico and Tyler are.
Well, Nico's barely playing. So here's the thing that was disappointing about Nico, right? Nico played 10 minutes, Leroy. Look at me. 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Five turnovers.
Okay, well, that's why he only played 10 minutes.
He had a pass in this game.
To no one?
Do you remember remember the Terry Rozier pass in Cleveland where he passed it into the middle of the court and Donovan Mitchell stole it and just hit a three? And it was like that's the like it's the meme video that everybody's like, yeah, of course this guy is being investigated by the FBI. Look at him play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that pass?
Yeah.
This might have been worse. This pass that he had might have been worse. And, yeah, I don't know what to do with him right now. He's broken. Like, he's mentally broken right now. He's just not.
I said Dunks was plus 17 the other night.
Dunks was killing us.
Yeah.
Dunks was killing us. 3 for 9 from three.
Dunks was feeding us threes. There was one that was really frustrating where, like, there was a missed he missed a three over Khalil. And I forget who the big guy was, but just, like, sprung off of Bam, got it. Kicked it back to Dunk, and nobody covered Duncan Robinson. They just left him, and so he walked right into an open three. And I'm just like, what are we doing here, huh? Like, we don't have enough intel on that know that's a bad idea to just leave that guy?
Yeah, you're going to get the rebound. You're not
there. Nobody went to get the rebound! It was only the Pistons! That's the problem. Nobody was there to get the rebound, and nobody was there to guard Duncan Robinson. Where was everybody? Were we sightseeing? That was the exact issue. No one went to rebound, and nobody guarded Dunks.
Everybody had the turkey leftovers.
Where is everybody?
Leftover ham sandwich.
Duncan Robinson's out here just having an open run on their ass. They did give him a video tribute, which was very nice. And then he decided, very cool, I'm going to go bully you guys. He was locking up Nico. Locking him up.
I mean, but...
Clamping him.
Usually, and correct me if I'm wrong, usually a guy who doesn't play defense sometimes gets locked up because he doesn't understand how to break a defense. Now, that's a little different with Tyler because he got the baby, you know, he got the little fade or the little...
the baby hook. The baby float. Hook,
baby float, right. And so that kind of, he's always going to get an open shot with that. But dude.
What?
Look at me.
What?
You knew this was going to be a problem before, and you ignored it.
What did I know was going to be a problem?
I told you it was going to be a problem.
I don't know. That, see, this is the thing. I don't know that
said,
it's a problem. I don't know that it's
said,
a problem.
Wait. Here's what you said to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to score enough points. It's not going to matter.
I didn't say that.
What'd
You're
you
making
say?
Up quotes. I did not
no,
say that.
No, what'd you say?
I never said that.
You said with his
scoring. I'm not going to let you say things that I never said.
With his scoring, he doesn't have to play defense.
Leroy, I'm gonna tell you something.
Wait,
walk out of this room if you ever attribute
you.
A quote like that to me that I never
Hold
said.
On. Hold on.
I never said
Let me
that.
Get it. Let me get it. It might not have been you, but here's what we heard. Was it, he's so good offensively, and every guy who's that good offensively doesn't play defense anyway.
That is a thing. Like most, there are usually going to be players on teams.
Okay, but you still
that are as bad defensively.
Yeah,
that you're gonna have to deal that like you're gonna have to have some give on the defense.
How about that's too much?
But
too much give.
But the thing is like if you have an option now in Norm Powell, who, I mean, was averaging over 25, was averaging more than anybody in the Heat in 10 years. With how he started this game, he seems like he's made for the defense. He is your go-to guy, and now it's like, yes, you have two awesome scorers, but here's the problem: you don't have. It's going to be at the expense of not having as much size out there because you can't play Kalel to close,
right?
And I really think that what people are frustrated by is we were talking about this last week. What did we talk about coming off the road trip? That we look like Kalel Ware is making the leap. Like he's playing special
right.
minutes.
Right.
And now the problem is, well, if you have Tyler, Norm, Davion, Wiggins, and Bam out there, well, you can't play with six guys. So who are you going to bench to play Kalel Ware? Well, Andrew Wiggins was playing a great game. Davion Mitchell was
But you're so
not
small
great.
Without Kalel.
I know. And that's the thing is, like, I just think that.
And you're going to hurt feelings if you take Tyler out.
Yeah, but here's the thing, guys.
But feelings, like, bleep them feelings. We need to win games.
And it seems like the fans have spoken, and they know who they want to give the contract extensions to.
I don't disagree with that. Like, I think that people are, you know, if
you stop saying, please stop saying that he's 32, because we extended Jimmy till he was 37.
Yeah, and I think he can only sign like a 3-year deal anyway. Like, I don't think
so
Norm Powell's going to get a monster deal. If they did sign him early, I think.
Out of curiosity,
mm-hmm.
Walk us through the solution to this.
You want me to walk you through the solution?
I know you're going to say let's take a break because you want to think about it.
No, I won't cop out like that. I won't do that. What are you talking about?
No, it's not because he's got game bums and game balls to give out next segment.
That's true. You do have to do that.
Okay, so
you do have to do that.
Come on with it.
What is the solution? The solution is that I think, for me,
your opinion,
that it's probably going to come at the expense of. If I had to guess, it's going to come at the expense of Davion Mitchell because I think eventually you're going to have the size.
But you're going to.
But
well,
I don't.
But he's one of the few people on your team that, when it comes to size, it has nothing to do with his ability to be a menace on defense.
Yeah.
How do you go about that?
I don't know because it kills me because I love watching him play basketball. But I'm just looking at – I don't think any of the other veterans are going to get benched.
Okay.
And so my guess is if it's going to come at the expense of somebody, it's going to be him. And
then are you trying to win?
But eventually
– At the end of the
Eventually,
game.
What do I think is going to happen?
Yeah.
I think here's what the Heat got to do. The Heat are going to have to come to a point where if it's not Tyler Hero, they're going to either have to trade one of the two guys by the middle of this year to figure this out. And it's either going to be Tyler or Andrew. Those are going to be your choices.
Oh man, I don't want to get rid of Wiggins.
That's what I think it's ultimately going to come down to.
You need on both sides of the ball.
That's what I think it's ultimately
going to
come down
don't
to.
Have.
He's your best two-way player.
Hey, I'm just telling you.
Wait.
Because especially if you're going to be in a position.
As a fan, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. If you're looking at that situation and said, we traded Wiggins to keep Tyler Hero. As a fan, are you going to be a little upset about that when you know what this team is with both of those players?
It depends if you got like a really good return for him because of the way he's playing right now. But yeah, I ultimately understand what you're saying.
Dude, I
think it's a problem not having Kalel. That's your best rebounder.
I think it is too because I'm just looking at it and I'm like, look, this guy. First of all, the points in the paint were atrocious this game. Like it was just going willy nilly. Everybody, and I just think that you're being silly. Like when we're sitting here, we all saw what happened. We're seeing how this kid is playing with Bam out. Now Bam's back. You have those two guys. You got to utilize that. And
because you put Wiggins, Bam, and Khalil in the front court, you're not. That's a great defensive front court, right?
I think with part length, of it.
The Heat are going to have to make a choice on Tyler Hero. And I don't know like what they're going to end up because he's obviously, you know, gunning for a contract, but been durability issues. The team doesn't feel as great. Now again, they lost to one of the best teams, but it was third game in 4 nights. They didn't have Jalen Duren. It was a back-to-back. You guys had 2 days off coming into that game. How they looked more energized than you did for most of the game was a little concerning. I also want to give some grace that like, hey, he's also just coming back from injury too. But it is one of those things where it would be nice if they had a game tonight where everybody like the Tyler and Norm look like the South Florida version of the Splash Brothers, and we can have a night of, hey, this looks like it can function, because the first few games it's been a little dicey. It hasn't looked as smooth after looking as vibrant as it had to start the season.
Here's the problem though. That regardless of what you think about Tyler and what you think about everybody else, we know what the issue is of Tyler is. It's been that since he's gotten to the league.
Yeah.
To the point where teams are pointing it out.
And it's only going to be worse in the playoffs.
Right. So from that standpoint, how important is his scoring when you know you have that hanging over your head in every matchup you go into?
Yeah.
And when another guy who's a traffic cone points it out.
Look at Atlanta. Atlanta's dealing with the same thing with Trae Young. They're balling without him.
Jesus.
Right, because they got somebody that can play defense up top.
Yeah.
And they also got Jalen Johnson, who's a stud, who was a stud last year till he got hurt. And
right.
You know.
So it's one of these things where, yeah, it's definitely noticeable.
I hate to say this because Tyler is a starter. But he seems like a guy who would be that microwave off the bench. Right?
That's what he started.
Huh?
That's what he did.
I know. But for some reason, if we all can see that, like, you can't be on the court first and they throw you into a blender to start the game every time.
The one thing that was encouraging is by the end of that game, I do feel like they found a little something, especially offensively. It looked more comfortable.
Yeah, but he's still going to always be on defense.
I'm hopeful that they found something in that fourth quarter. But I understand the concern. I get it from
if
people.
If Tyler was a microwave, I'd die of hunger.
Take a break. Game Balls and Game Bums is next.
Point for Twitcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a ball.
Ah, it's time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room and for Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls and game bums. What do you got for us today, Leroy?
So, everybody talk about, you know, I'm a big Michigan fan, and, you know, the game was this weekend, and I was disappointed.
Tough weekend for you, bro.
Yeah, I was disappointed, but I'm going to give my game ball to the Buckeyes.
Whoa.
See you next year. No, I give credit where credit's due. They were better. I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to cry or what happened or whatever, right? They won, and I'm give them credit. That's it.
They finally won, bro.
Finally. Wait. I ain't going to say that. Vlad.
I can.
I wanted to say that, but I'm not going to say that. I'm going to give credit. This year is this year.
I'm on the outside.
Yeah,
I'm not a Buckeye fan nor a Wolverine fan.
Yeah.
I probably side more with the Wolverines. Yeah. But nonetheless.
Right.
When they show that you haven't beaten a team in 2,100 and whatever days.
Yeah, they put the days out there.
Fam. Yeah. That is you. Hey, you better win when you're the number one team because you don't want to go another 365.
Now, let's get to my game bums. My game bum. Listen, I don't know what a player does or says on the field to warrant the reaction that he got from a guy that don't talk.
You're a garden tool.
That doesn't talk.
Yep.
But to call somebody a garden tool and say, I'm surprised nobody's punched him in the jaw yet. Mean he was into some bad stuff. Because players don't come out like that, dude. And keep in mind, it's not like you're talking about a Ramsey or somebody that talks trash, right? This guy don't talk. And he just came out and blasted this guy. So, wow. That's my game bum. If you warrant that type of reaction from somebody that don't say much, yeah, you wouldn't do that if we was out in public or whatever. Yeah, there's a couple of things on the football field that are off limits.
I have a question.
And that is family and significant others. Always off limits.
Why would you want to infuriate Myles Garrett even more?
I mean, even Myles Garrett said, yeah, that's like, and he don't talk much either. But, yeah, that right there is, he called, which tool, a rake?
Exactly.
It rhymes with what Santa says.
But I'm going to just tell you.
He's saying he belongs to the Lane Kiffin Club.
Oh,
that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. But, so. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen a guy go after another player like that, especially coming from a guy that's not known to talk trash.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, there you go. Leroy's game balls and game bombs.
Yeah, it had to be, like, there's certain things you don't, like, if me and you got beef and we going at it because, you know, it's a football game and we are ultra-league competitive, you can call me whatever you want. Don't go after the family, the significant other, the kids, none of that, right? That's like we got to keep it above that. And furthermore, We don't spit. Okay. Those spitting are the no-nos in sports.
Yep. So the Dolphins won against
Yay.
The Saints.
This well, why can't we just be happy?
That was such one of
the Dolphins won.
That is one of the worst resounding.
Here was Mike McDaniel on Tua's game. He's like, you know, you guys saw it.
Ultimately, in the past game, there were some plays that weren't made that, you know, I wouldn't say Tua played his best game. There was some stuff that was him, like the pick. He could have thrown it to Darren Waller, but he also had, you know, what Devon would call a very catchable touchdown pass that he dropped, and we had another drop. I think Julian had one. These are big time plays that you got to come up with. So the guys know that. I did feel in the pass game, unlike the run game, I felt the bye week a little bit. That was a little frustrating, but we got to get. You know, the whole point is you hope to have your improvements found in a win, or hope to find the things that you need to improve on in a win. And you know, I think there was a multitude of herky jerky. You know, I think we had a good drive in the third quarter. Was it the fourth? I can't remember. Where Tua hit number three in progression on continuous or back to back plays. And then, you know, we missed, you know, Darren in the end zone. And, you know, I haven't seen, you know, I just saw it live and I'm 60 yards away. But, you know, I can't even attribute, you know, that directly to the necessity of the layered ball or if Darren should have been able to feel that layered and kept balls. His feet in bounds.
All right. Jesus. I have something to say.
Yep.
I got to give some game balls. In game bumps. I'm going to add it to that, Leroy. I want to give a game ball to Trevor for cutting up this sound. Because we've been told that we're not supposed to have like sound that's over 20, 25 seconds. And it's like, how are we supposed to do that with Mike McDaniels answering a question?
He's a special rule. It's not possible.
We can't possibly do that
also,
with Mike McDaniels.
Also, I shortened that one.
Game balls to Devon Achane for cracking over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Like, we got to give him
yeah.
that.
I would have gone there.
Yeah, but I love Mike McDaniel throwing him under the bus for missing a catch too.
That's what I'm saying. So
that was great. Give it's like, oh, sorry, my hands were tired from carrying this team all season. Sorry,
say
Mike.
Say Devon H. Say, you know what? You're right. I'm gonna take myself out.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't catch the 1-2 ball. Which, by the way, he threw like a. Finally, it was like I'm right in front of his face. There was a rocket at me.
And a special shout out to Mr. Brooks for pulling the amount of tackles that when Zach Thomas did in the first 2 years of his.
He's been great.
That's
the thing is like, look, I think under most circumstances you'd be like, the team's playing better. We got on a win streak. A lot of things are going good.
Here's the problem,
but man. There's two things out here that I'm just like I just think that we'll inevitably catch up with you. One of these games, the Dolphins aren't running the table. Let's be real about it. They're not really in the hunt. It's just everybody in the AFC is cluttered. That's all it is. They're not really going to do anything. And, yeah, the quarterback has had his worst season by a long shot. And the coach,
he can coach. Let's not knock him.
Here's the thing. If the offense would have improved like the defense, we'd be having a different conversation now. Because the defense was terrible when the season started, and they've gotten better every week. The offense is just up and down and up and down and up and down. The only consistent thing is Devon Achane. So if we would have seen Tua and the receivers, and granted, the receivers haven't, like, how many completions do they have to receivers on a nightly basis? They're mostly all the Achane and
Waddle.
And Waddle.
Dulcich caught a couple.
But that's my point. So there's a lot of that too. I can't explain it. I don't know. Part of it is could be who you're throwing it to. Part of it is decision making. Part of it is play calling.
His throws.
But in the end, If you throw a pick, that pick is on you 80% of the time. I'm going to say 20% of the time a receiver will break in and he should break out and you end up throwing it right to somebody, especially with Tua because it's all timing.
Man, he can't move, bro.
Can't move. And then the thing that sucks, like his things always used to be accuracy, taking care of the football.
Yep.
And he's just like,
you
don't have a lot of margin for error when you don't have the tools that he doesn't have. And he's just off, dude. Like, he's throwing balls behind guys. His timing's not right. He's throwing up these lofty interceptions. I mean, it's just a rough watch. It's a rough watch as a fan. It's such a far cry from what it used to be from him. You know? I know there's plenty of people who were Tua skeptics all along, and they're like, you see, brr. But, like, this ain't what I watched 2 years ago.
Only the Dolphins can make wins feel more like losses.
It's true, though. It's true. I hate to be that guy. I really do.
I do.
But what I've watched the last 2 weeks or the last two wins have not been great.
So if the records were switched and they were 7-5 instead of 5-7, would our reaction be different?
Probably, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, because it's still the same performance. I don't know. I just think there's a lot more to it than just pointing out players, because the things that I look at...
Does it have to be that complicated, though? Like, I don't think it does. Like, he touches the ball every snap.
Yes, but understand this. The second half is where this team struggles the most, because they come out thinking they can do the same stuff. And so when you put your team in awkward situations, sometimes they try to force it. Now, I don't know what the adjustments are, but I know this, no matter who the team is, that they come out the second half, whether you've been destroying them or not, they come the second half with a whole new game plan to stop you and to get back into the game and give themselves a chance to win. And it always seems like you're like, oh, they changed it up. Go figure. Like, it just seems so I don't know what part of that, where to put all that. Maybe they are changing it, but they're not executing. I don't know. The only person who's been has been consistent throughout all this is Devon Achane.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, regardless of when they come out and say, we're going to stop the run, you still ain't stopping it.
Yeah, except when they decide to go with Ollie Gordon on 4th-and-1. Why didn't you go with Achane? I don't understand. Wait. Every time he touches the ball,
you know what's funny?
He gets yards.
You know what's funny? 2 years ago, we were talking about we need a big back. And you know what I said?
2 years ago?
Last year.
Yeah.
You know what I said?
Before this season.
Right. You know what I said, Vlad? Being a physical runner, you don't have to be big.
They didn't even run it physically, though. He, like, ran it to the side.
Achane's the most physical runner you got.
He got chased down. I'm like, why don't you have Achane back there?
That is a superpower he has. For being that small, he can run between the tackles,
right,
as a big guy.
Being a physical runner has nothing to do with your size. Everybody tends to make it that. Achane is very physical inside the tackles. Now, what I would say is you can't make a habit of it, because your body's going to break down if you're a little guy and you keep doing it. But to say you can't do it and every time you run in between the tackles, you got to bring in a big guy, that's not entirely true.
Well, this has worked. Well, they've done this twice with going to Ollie Gordon, and neither time it's worked the last 2 weeks. So, I don't know. Maybe if you're going to make a balls decision like that, give the ball to your best player. That's what I'm saying, though. It's like I can't, right. I can't help but be frustrated by the coach and the quarterback. We got to take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.